Time now to get headstrong. It's a new book by best-selling author and the author of The Bulletproof Diet, David Asprey. He joins us this morning to talk about a plan to activate untapped brain energy to work smarter and think faster in just 2 weeks. Dave, good morning. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
I'm happy to be here.
We could use your help, the way that my morning has been going. My brain is working a little slow this morning, so bear with me, and maybe I'll take some of your techniques and advice and hopefully work things out. Where did this idea come from? I mean, to focus on our brain, to get the brain energy and work smarter and think faster, and how is that possible even?
It came from my experience in Silicon Valley where I hit 300 pounds, and then I started having really bad cognitive dysfunction. I was afraid for my career, my ability to make a living, and I started hacking, ended up spending hundreds of thousands of dollars and more than a decade taking control of my waistline and then, more importantly, my brain. This book is how to get more energy in your brain by changing the battery system in your body. It's called your mitochondria. It's 10% of your body weight makes all your energy, and it doesn't listen to you. It listens to the world around you. So you change a few things in your house, change a few habits, and then you make more energy every day. You feel it in your head first.
You have four things that it's sort of a four-step process. The first one says, stop doing stuff that makes you weak. What stuff is that?
Well, there are a few things in that bucket, but one of them is poor quality sleep, and another one is eating bad fats that break the membrane in the cells of your body. So there's a lot of science in the book, but it's not super geeky science. It just says, here's the reason, and here's the behavior you can do to change it. Eat less fried stuff, eat more grass-fed butter, eat more avocado and coconut oil and fish. And when you do that, it actually regenerates the lining of your cells, the cell membrane, and you'll have more energy.
But isn't it our brain that's making our decision to go to get the fast food? I mean, so we got to tell our brain, this is not working for you. We got to do something better. How do we kind of retrain our brain in a sense?
By eating more fat. Fat contains more energy, and your brain uses the most energy in the body. When you're eating quality fats, not the damaged fast food fats, the brain actually chills out, and it gets more energy. And the more energy you have, the less cravings you have, and the more self-control you have. Headstrong is basically a guideline on how to have more self-control, but it's not about using effort to have self-control. You will lose that battle, and that's well-defined in science. What you can do, though, is you can have so much energy and turn off the cravings, so you don't need to use your self-control for that, and you can use it to do what you want to do, like play with your kids or advance your career, whatever else is important to you.
Dave, what kind of difference can you notice in 2 weeks then?
You can notice profound differences. You stop forgetting words. You remember why you open the refrigerator door. You remember to feed the cat. And other things. You notice a big increase in your ability to control your emotions. So you're less likely to yell at your boss or your kids. And you also just notice a feeling of, I'll call it peace. You're just less anxious because the parts of your body that are constantly stressed about having enough energy, they actually finally get enough energy, and you chill out a little bit. So you're calmer, you're more focused, and what used to feel hard feels easier, and that's why I wrote this book. I did that, and it completely changed who I am as a human being. It turns out a lot of this wasn't me. It was these ancient bacteria inside my cells that give our bodies energy. And when you make them work better, you're a happier, more productive person.
What is considered the good fat? What are the fats that we're looking for to consume then?
Grass-fed butter, believe it or not. And avocados, coconut oil, and some of the ingredients in Bulletproof Coffee. There's an oil called Brain Octane Oil that's important because it puts your body in this fat-burning mode that turns off cravings. And when you look at this. Some other things, olives are really good for you. Olive oil is good for you. But the things that really mess up your brain are the typical oils you might find out there, canola oil, corn oil, salad oil, whatever the heck that is. And anything deep fried, even if you fry it at home, but especially restaurant deep fried foods are particularly toxic for brain function. So if you eat these things, you actually have worse functioning in your arteries for 24 hours after you eat fried stuff than you do from smoking a cigarette. So if you just, you can still eat lots of fat. I recommend lots of good fat, but just don't eat fat that's been broiled at 500 degrees and fried all day because it will mess up your brain. And knowing that means now you have control. put the guacamole on something instead of cooking it in oil, and you still get to eat something that's creamy and delicious.
Dave, another thing you mention in your book is light exposure. What are we talking about here?
We have, in the last 5 years, changed most indoor lighting from incandescent or halogen to LEDs. The cells in your body use light to communicate with each other. This is through something called biophotons in your mitochondria. When you are exposed to these spectrums of light from LEDs, it confuses the signaling inside your body. It completely destroys sleep quality, and it creates a bigger demand on the visual system of the brain. So by the end of the day, under these new extra bright lights, you're going to be having sugar cravings. You're going to be feeling tired. You've actually exhausted your brain by feeding it a diet of light that is completely alien compared to sunlight, which has lots of warm and red light in it. So if you know this, especially in the evening at home, you might want to change your light bulbs back to incandescent or get a dimmer switch. And in the book, I talk about other things you can do, like taping over the little blinky LEDs in your bedroom, because if you sleep in a pitch black room, your body will repair its energy systems at night. If you sleep in a room with a little bit of light, even just a small amount, your cells can't talk to each other very effectively. And when that happens, they don't organize themselves as well. Over time, this increase in LED light and these bright screens on our phones and our TVs, they're completely ruining your sleep. And when your sleep gets ruined, your brain gets ruined.
Yeah, but you're a tech guy. Why are you ruining our sleep? What's going on there?
I am leading the charge to get software installed on our phones and our computers that dim this. And literally, we need to change the lights in our houses. The LED light manufacturers can make lights that are healthier for us. Right now, we have the equivalent of corn syrup lighting or junk light, and we're putting it in because it saves a little bit on our electric bill, but it costs us a good night's sleep, and it costs us food cravings every day.
Well, you know, LED lights or whatever, used to have, there was just like a red light, and I guess that one's not too bad for us.
Surprisingly, they're good for you. I have red LED lights at home because your body can't see red light, at least your cells don't. So it doesn't disrupt sleep at all. But when you put in those white ones, man, they break us. We didn't know this when we put them in, but now we know you are going to get macular degeneration. This is basically blindness that happens. There's an epidemic of it coming because LED lights increase damage in the eyes by 23%. Like, the science is in, but the behavior change hasn't happened. So if just change your light bulbs, gave you less sugar cravings, and you change them one time, and you experience an increase in the quality of your day every day, it's totally worth it because it doesn't take effort. It's still like free energy.
Right. You have that whole thing about setting up a sleep cave. So get thick curtains, get everything as dark. We're used to the outside, the light pollution that's kind of dimmed our stars to us with all of that, but we have now taken that indoors, and it's time to take back the darkness, I guess. Huh?
Darkness is as important as sunlight. So in the book, I talk about the real benefits, especially in the morning. Go outside without sunglasses and without sunscreen on for just 20 minutes. And that sends a really strong signal to your body that says, hey, it's morning. And a little bit of ultraviolet light, which is why you don't wear sunglasses, actually can help keep you from getting nearsighted. Too much sun is bad. No sun at all. And replacing it with this junk light indoors is actually worse.
David Asprey, our guest this morning. Headstrong is the book, The Bulletproof Plan to Activate Untapped Brain Energy to Work Smarter, Think Faster in Just 2 Weeks. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you so much.
Got some light bulbs to change around here. Take it easy.